It was a day for sad stories. Governor Branstad mentioned the death of A.J. Betts, a Southeast Polk student who was gay and who committed suicide after being bullied by his classmates. A student from Edina, Minnesota, Christina Wagner, told her story, too. She says classmates made her life miserable by making sexually suggestive comments about her when she was in middle school.
So I switched schools, but the bullying didn't stop. The same group of girls decided to use social media specifically to target me. They would post horrible things online.
And some say Iowa's anti-bullying law should be brought up to date to fight that. The law already requires each school to have an anti-bullying policy, and that includes electronic harassment. But some want school officials to have more authority to intervene when bullying happens away from school, over the internet, on Twitter and Facebook. The governor's special assistant for education, Linda Fandel, outlines the dilemma.
Principals cannot spend their time on the evenings and weekends patrolling the cyber world. So my question for our panel is whether state law should be updated to require schools to respond to cyberbullying when a complaint is filed.
And the answer from the panelists was a resounding, not necessarily. Christine Meyer is with the Iowa High School Counselors Association.
I don't think we need more legislation. I think we need more school counselors in the schools.
Some, like Meyer, say schools will never be able to fully police social media, so there should be more emphasis on giving students the tools to cope with the harassment when it happens. Deborah Tempkin, bullying prevention manager at the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights in Washington, questions changing Iowa law.
It already covers cyberbullying. You're only wanting to add cyberbullying to discipline it. Schools already have the authority to intervene in a situation.
Panelists say a new law might mandate anti-bullying training for school staff, but they disagree over whether schools should be required to involve parents of the bully and the bullied. Some worry that could, for example, force a student to out his sexuality. Others say the parent's role is critical. The Minnesota student, Christina Wagner, has a recommendation sure to be unpopular with students.
And I'm sorry, students, but I'm going to say it. Parents, you need to be more aware of what your kid is doing on social media. And that's the truth.
And Governor Branstad says one part of the current law may need better enforcement. Some schools might not be reporting instances of bullying to the Iowa Department of Education so they can keep track of the problem. The governor remains intent on strengthening state law to address cyberbullying.
All of us can step up the response to bullying inside our schools, and we must also do it outside our schools as well.
The governor says he's working with his fellow Republicans in the Iowa House who resisted his anti-bullying bill in the last legislative session because of free speech concerns. The bill would allow school officials to treat off-campus reports of bullying just like on-campus incidents, while giving school officials immunity from liability. In Des Moines, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.